You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arded with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Hi, good morning everyone. Welcome to Who Arded. On this morning's show, we interview photographer Greta Anderson, whose show National Geographic is currently on at Two Rooms Gallery in Newton. With a Master's from Sydney University and a BFA from Elam, an international portfolio and an ever-growing CV of awards worldwide, Greta's vast and exquisite body of work features bold representations of colloquial mundanity. Mundanity. From idealistic post-war suburban architecture to urban mythological day-tripping flora and everything in between. Greta's current exhibition, National Geographic, features her usual diverse selection of subjects ranging from a massive pink kumara, which I personally believe is everyone's favourite, and to voyeuristic or somehow voyeuristic portrait of a rushing cascade of water, to a close-up of a brown, furry pony face, starkly intimate in its surrounding veil of darkness. This day-for-night darkness is what unifies the body of work. I was at the opening of National Geographic and had a chat with the artist about the show and why she chose to wear the shoes she wore.
So, day-for-night is a term you use with a lot of your images that you post online and things. It's referring to Francis Truffaut's film Day for Night, which is famous for a few scenes that were shot using a tungsten balanced film that was then underexposed. Or
the term Day for Night, I'm not sure if he did actually coin that phrase. I really don't know if that's the case.
Did you coin it?
No, I certainly didn't. But where I got it from was probably from old westerns. Previously Truffaut, I don't know if he'd come up with it or not, but basically they would shoot during sort of early twilight, but make it look like nighttime. And it is true, you do have to use lights, you have to use extra artificial lights and underexpose and all these other little techniques that you do.
Yeah.
It never looks quite real in film, does it?
No, you can kind of see that there's some highlights
you
on
see
some areas.
Highlights,
yeah. But it's kind of exciting at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I don't think mine looks exactly like that, but that's kind of where I got the idea from.
Yeah.
I got some cool equipment that I spent a lot of money on for commercial photography and started using it and playing around with exposure and stumbled upon my little
awesome
thing I've been doing.
Yeah.
Which is quite different from what I've been doing before. What I've been doing before was landscapes, sort of vast kind of weeded covered landscapes with tiny little people in them. And I kind of run up against a brick wall with that, not finding those environments anymore.
Oh, wow.
And also being forced out of that kind of thing that I was doing into something else.
Yeah. Okay.
Scuffling into that corner.
So with regards to, and I know a lot of this work is, for me it all looks cohesive and it all looks like Greta. Mm-hmm. And when I look at your work, it's like, whenever I see one of your works, I'm like, oh, Greta's been in the garden, or oh, Greta's been in the fields, or oh, Greta's done this, or oh, Greta's been doing that, because for me it's storytelling, and I know your style so much that it is just reading visually what probably you're saying, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But this show does have a variety of stuff that you would potentially do. There's sort of studio shots versus outdoor shots. But then I read what the gallery wrote about, well, the title, National Geographic.
Yes.
And it says that, now I might have misunderstood, but have you been are some of these photographs from National Geographic editorials?
No, basically I feel like the way these disparate kind of images are made into a sequence or made into a collection is in the same way that the disparate images, the sort of disparate documentary images, get sort of collated into sort of several different crazy stories in a National Geographic,
yeah.
You know, underwater, you know, artifacts in studio,
yeah.
Documentary photographs in Peru, you know,
yeah.
Quite a huge kind of, you know, this is the world kind of thing. So I guess it's those two ideas, National Geographic, which is collating a wide variety of objects and locations and what have you.
Yeah.
And then the day for night thing, which to me is actually what I've worked out finally, well not finally, but it's like a frustrated painter because I have to use the camera and the camera shows me a whole lot of things out in the world that possibly I don't want to look at, so I have to kind of eliminate them.
Yeah.
Because I only want to look at this one thing, so I've distilled it down to this one technique where I don't have to look at the surroundings, I just have to look at the thing I want to look at, which is the day for night technique.
Yeah. They're quite shocking in a way, not in a bad way, but in a, they can make you catch your breath because all of a sudden it's like they've got that feeling of you're alone somewhere in a dark place and then all of a sudden you get a flash and there's a bull really close to your face or you're seeing an animal and it's like, oh my God. And they do have this quite wild presence. How did you get so close?
Well, I'm quite mean to animals. I don't eat cows, but I do flash them with lights. Yeah. But they don't seem to
But that was
to
a
me.
Bull. Or was it a cow?
That's a little bull.
I would freak out, yeah. Man.
And I'm not telling, but I'm not actually in there with it.
Ah, okay. Ah, yes. Okay. Yeah. Secrets. What other questions? I didn't really have any.
Where did I get my shoes?
Yeah, okay. So, it's really exciting. Is this your first big solo show?
Yeah.
And you've recently...
It sort of is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you've recently formed a strong bond with Two Rooms. A strong bond.
Very strong, strong.
Have you got a strong bond with them at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. Strong, safe bond.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. So, in the excitement of having a solo show... have you purchased any new shoes?
Well, if you haven't looked down to what I'm wearing
tonight. Oh, wow. I don't know if, obviously, listeners, you can't see this, but Greta has some yellow pants on, and then she's got some...
Not National Geographic yellow.
Well, the cut is very potentially safari kind of styles. And then you look down at her feet, and she's got platform Velcroed... suede, a mix between suede and elasticated fabric on the top of her shoe, and then there's this big white platform, and then there's a fluorescent yellow base which matches her pants pretty much exactly. Mm. Quite stunning. Where did you find those?
I found them on the campus website.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Very happy with them.
And who, what, do you know any other celebrities that wear campus?
Larry David.
Wow.
He wears the campers with the pimples on the bottom.
Oh.
These don't have pimples.
Can you squeeze the pimples? Can you squeeze? No, they're not real pimples.
Not real pimples.
Mm. Okay.
So that's basically why I wear my campers, because Larry David does.
That is Amy Ralphini talking to Greta Anderson.
Greta's work, National Geographic's on at Two Rooms Gallery, 16 Potuki Street in Newton. More info can be found at tworooms.co.nz. That's on until the 22nd of October. Artist's website, gretaanderson.com.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.